The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, January 17, 2023 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Well, as they say, better late than never, huh? Hope everybody had a nice holiday season. I was out sick last week with a bug I picked up, and I'm thinking it was at a medical facility in Palm Springs. I won't go into that, but a thank you to Tom D for sitting in for me last week, and also Steve Elkins for sitting in the week before last. And now, folks, before I give you the title for this evening's broadcast, I have a couple of announcements at this point in time, and for many reasons, they have to be made. So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to get a pen and paper, and I want you to write this down, and I'll give you a second or two. One, two, there. TheAmericanAwakening.org. Again, TheAmericanAwakening.org. As many of you know, that was my website for many years, and it has been resurrected. There's a reason for this, and I'll get to that. But as you know, I've been off the air for a while. As I mentioned in my previous broadcast, every year I meet with my oldest friend and his family for a rendezvous to visit to celebrate my birthday and New Year's and kind of just compare notes on events that unfolded regarding the year in sunset. And during that vacation, we took time to discuss some realizations regarding the perilous times in which we all find ourselves. We talked of the psychotic despots who are basically trying to destroy our country and the world, and what needs to be done to stop these people before it's too late. And I pondered about what was being introduced and foisted upon our young in suggesting they question their gender and CRT and all that good stuff. And I took some time to reflect on what has turned out to be, well, folks, the only way I can put it is a very bad decision that I had made towards the end of 2022. And I also pondered the direction in which I chose to travel in the year 2023. And tonight I intend to share with you some decisions that I have made and, well, the reasons I have made them. Hence, the title for this evening's broadcast, When One Door Closes, Another One Opens. Now, upon my return to Arizona, and after giving it a lot of thought, on January 6th, I actually sent a resignation letter to the board members of this network. And shortly after receiving and reading it, one of the members called and asked if I would consider staying, as they knew from past experience what would happen if I just walked away without explanation. And I received an email response from another board member telling me to go on the air and tell the audience. Well, what this board member was not aware of is that I had a telephone conversation prior to all of this with yet another board member asking that I share my concerns with Mike before I chose to resign, which, by the way, I have done. The problem, folks, with all of this goes back to the very beginning, when I was invited by a board member to do a show if I would agree to not have any involvement with anything other than that, simply doing a show. Now, being back with the network for a year now, and seeing from afar internal issues needing to be resolved, I had planned on suggesting a proposal that I thought might assist RBN in both expanding their message as well as making needed strides to increasing their network revenue. This gesture was offered, and it was originally met with some optimism. It was not offered in any clandestine attempt to take over the network. As I've made it clear in the past, I do not want, I do not need, nor do I wish the responsibility or the stress that would come with running a network like that. And for those of whom have taken that responsibility after John Stapmiller's passing, specifically Mike and Julie, I give them due credit, folks, because I know what they go through. The problem, moreover, stems from the suspicion that indeed from one perspective I have an underlying motivation to, quote, take over RBN. And though this is not the case, and I have made this clear on more than one occasion, it seems this one member, for whatever reason, refuses to let go of that assertion. And you know what, folks? I've actually tried to look at both sides, and I can see from a limited observation of how they might arrive at that conclusion, though the said conclusion is erroneous, as for which I will share shortly. I have past experience. I am totally capable of running my own network, and I have no desire to take over anybody else's. Now, of late, behind the scenes, an email thread between the two of us got pretty heated, pretty nasty, and from one end, pretty slanderous. And of that exchange, we both should be ashamed, for we are both positioned with a mission extending far beyond petty personal grievances, and time is growing short. It's too short for either of us to focus on such inconsequential differences when our real focus should be more on the mission at hand. So, on that note, and from my end, I want to extend my apologies to that board member for anything that I may have said to incite their ire or their disdain. And I also take into consideration that some of the epithets that were directed at me during the recent exchange by this member, I shall, for now, consider were done in anger, as they were in complete opposition to positive exchanges that we had shared just 1 year past. A team does not win a championship without a coach, yet a coach does not own a team. A coach only shares wisdom and guidance, and can be replaced if such guidance does not manifest results. And for the moment, I am on Team RBN and would like nothing more but for them to win a championship. But you don't win a championship without team players. And sometimes, if a team finds a disgruntled player, it becomes necessary for the team's management to explore the cause. This player is disgruntled. And you know what, folks? The reason is frustration. Frustration from what we all see threatening our freedoms, threatening our way of life, threatening our children's way of life. The frustration of being on a platform with ongoing issues needing to be addressed that are met with suspicion when plausible remedies could be offered. The frustration of being pigeonholed in a corner and met with suspicion upon any suggestion that might be made that would benefit all parties. What has led to this has been a slow escalation over time in my observing issues that I thought might have had remedy. However, the problems exacerbated late last year when now, as I look back in hindsight, I realize that I had made a bad mistake. On November 27th, I called into Roger Sales' show and ordered 2 Pryf Itera wands. On my November 29th show, I announced to my audience that I had done so. I was going to try one out for myself and report the results the following Tuesday. On December 6th, I had Roger on my show, and I announced my results, and I had many inquiries as to purchasing the wand. 5 days after that show, I received a call from these two people that had I had purchased the wand from, congratulating me for what I had just done. That was on a Saturday, folks. I was Ubering that day. Honestly, I had no idea at the time what I had done. But I took the bait, if you will, and I signed on as a distributor. Over the next few weeks, though I'm not going to expound on the multitude of negatives I endured behind the scenes in dealing with the people involved, I'm only going to focus on one aspect, and there are many reasons why. Early on, it was suggested to me by a few people that RBN needed to get involved in this as a supplement or a supplemental remedy to their ongoing financial concerns. And at that time, I thought it a good idea, though I had known then, if I had known then what I know now, I would never have undertaken the endeavor. The private parties involved offered to give out a wand, many of you may remember this, to the first two listeners that would donate $260. At the time, there was a $500 special going on for two wands. This was for the opportunity to get RBN signed up. I made that announcement on the air, and two listeners called in and immediately donated. It didn't take more than, I don't know, 7-8 minutes. Over the next couple weeks, in dealing behind the scenes with these two people, both my trust and confidence in their business practices was starting to wane as I began to notice many discrepancies in what they were saying, as well as reports and concerns of what was coming in from listeners, purchasers. It reached a crescendo around December 21st when, due to all of the negativity, I actually ceased doing business with them altogether. My mistake, folks, was involving RBN in any of this because, you see, these people had been pressing hosts and other people behind the scenes to sign RBN up for the endeavor. And regrettably, I was the host that took the bait. They later offered to handle all of RBN's Price Itera business. They had done the same for me, and it turned into a disaster. Now, I notified RBN of my experience regarding that issue. And though I conveyed to the network just a small part of what I was experiencing, I left it up to them as to whether they wished any further involvement with these people. Though I've been blamed now on the air by these people for effing up their anticipated future business relations with RBN. Fast forward to December 30th. I left, that's my birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to me. I'm just kidding. I left for Palm Springs to rendezvous with my extended family. On Tuesday evening, January 3rd, while Steve Elkins was taking the mic, while in the middle of an Uno game, my phone rang, and my game was interrupted by a telephone call from an RBN listener who claimed to have been calling simply to notify me that he had finally received his Prifitera wand after waiting for 3 weeks. In this conversation, I excused myself from the table, and I walked outside in my short-sleeved shirt in the 50-degree weather to gain some privacy. And in that conversation, the listener implied that I sounded upset. Now, I'm not going to go into detail as there was much that happened behind the scenes during that entire Itera adventure. But I found it a bit fascinating that this listener provided some interesting input regarding that tumultuous period of time. I concluded that he likely must have had extended conversation with one of these two in question prior to that call, as what followed got the attention of my, well, we'll call it my discernment radar. He said, in so many words, and by the way, folks, this is from memory, not verbatim, the gist of it was, I want to warn you not to go on the air and say anything derogatory regarding your personal experience relating to the wand issue. He said it twice during that conversation. And I hung up the phone thinking, that was very strange. Why would a listener convey such a warning? And I thought about it for a while, and I concluded that since, you know, all concerned had finally received their product, the decision to proceed with Iterra was now RBN's decision, not mine. There was no sense in me involving my audience in my personal frustrations regarding the past unpleasant events. So I let it go. On Sunday evening, January 8th, I'm lying down recovering from a nagging cold, and my phone rings. It's another RBN listener advising me that I'm being attacked or bashed, their words, on another RBN platform by the host's two weekly guests. This listener filled me in on what was being said, and I took some notes. I went to my computer, and lo and behold, I'm receiving other emails from other listeners advising me of the same thing. So I waited for the archive to be downloaded, and I went in and listened to that broadcast. Up to that point, I had decided, for the sake of all concerned, not to really even bring it up, as the whole experience wasn't pleasant and better forgotten. Unfortunately, folks, it wasn't me who opened this door. It was them. However, after listening to what was conveyed on that broadcast, I realized that what I am now about to share is necessary for the sake of all of the listeners, for all of the Prife Iterra patrons, for the host, of whom I believe is naively allowing his platform to improperly promote this product, for the network itself, and for clarity as to what is supposed to be properly presented regarding marketing the wand. Now, before I share this, I want to be clear. What I'm about to tell you is no reflection on the product. I personally own two of them. I am not disappointed with their performance. There are certain things in my being that I have seen improvement with. There are other things that I had hoped the wand may have improved, but didn't. But I do not fault the product, and I also do not fault anyone who so chooses to properly market the product, or buy it, for that matter. The key word here, folks, is properly. So after much consideration and much thought about this, I'm going to proceed. Remember when you were a kid and you watched a fellow student get pantsed on the playground, deliberately humiliated in front of everyone for whatever reason? Well, I want you to hold on to your seats, folks, because these two are about to get proverbially pantsed in front of everyone. In that January 8th broadcast, they conveyed over the airwaves that I thought them bastards, their words, not mine. They claimed that it was me standing in the way of RBN reaping monetary gain by allowing them to handle, or by not allowing them to handle, RBN's Prife business involvement. And to be clear, I do not, nor have I ever used the term bastards in relating to these individuals. As to RBN, it is not my decision as to whether they choose to affiliate themselves with these people, even though these two erroneously assume that it is. This conclusion could be construed actually as an insult to RBN's management and decision-making ability, as running this network includes decision-making that may protect possible future liability incurred resulting from messages that could harm their listeners. And I'll go into a little bit more on that in a bit, folks. We're going to have a commercial coming up. And when we get through with the commercial, I'm going to continue with this. But I mean, I'm going to tell you, what I just shared with you, it goes deeper than that, folks. And trust me on this, okay? Because I did a whole investigation on this matter. Break coming up. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around. More to come. We'll be right back.
tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
This is wonderful thing. It's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Take down, everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake down, break down, just about the time you think it, it's all right. Break down, take down, you busted.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel. I tell you what, this is just exemplary lead-in music and lead-out music for that matter. But again, you know, I want to reiterate here, folks, you know, it's not my decision as to whether RBN chooses to affiliate themselves with Price Viterra. If they want to market it, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. If they want to sell them, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. All right. What I've got a problem with is the way these two are marketing it. But it goes deeper than that, folks. Now, early on, some of you may remember, when I first chose to air this Price Viterra wand on the air, before I knew anything about it, Lauren from Ohio called in and asked if anyone had given any concern to the possible future legal implications regarding the wand. And honestly, you know, I didn't think much about it at the time, but since I've had the chance to explore it further. In that Sunday, January 8th broadcast, at about 6 minutes 55 seconds in, there were a number of alleged customer testimonials read, none that were given by the user, but they were conveyed third party. These testimonials implied claims of improvement or a cure from a variety of ailments, which I'm going to list. Allergies gone, heart attack getting better, reduced swelling in knees, fibromyalgia, neuropathy, shingles, black floaters in the eyes, psoriasis, brain fog, heartburn, Parkinson's, stroke, COPD. These were third-party testimonies read. by one of these two people. None of these are verifiable, and most were anonymous. But they touch on many ailments that some in the audience may be able to relate. Folks, these are hot buttons. These are statements implied, and I want you to remember that word, folks, implied. I'll get to that later. That would lead listeners to possibly both relate and or to motivate them to purchase. The two individuals promoting and sharing this are well aware of the sales technique that they are using. And there was another very dangerous statement made by one of these individuals during that broadcast, and I'm going to quote it. Do the wand. Don't worry about going to the doctor. End quote. Can any of you in the audience grasp the possible serious legal repercussions from a statement like that, both on the conveyor as well as on the platform it was conveyed, in this case, RBN? But unfortunately, it doesn't stop there. In a recent RBN broadcast just 2 days ago, on January 15th, these two gifted a commercial devised for the host to further promote the wand. And by the way, folks, this commercial, I assure you, and you'll find out why in a minute, this commercial was not taken from anything in Price videos or literature, but rather likely came from a YouTube video they found online, as it doesn't mention Price at all. And its media distribution is prohibited from being marketed in such a matter in Price's own independent contractor marketing protocols. To suggest such a thing to this RBN host, which they did, was both careless, thoughtless, and potentially legally dangerous to both the host and this network. Now, going to have a break coming up in a few minutes. There's a clip I'm going to have you listen to after the break, all right? And when I do, I want you to notice something about it. The clip itself does not mention the name Price. That name is never mentioned, okay? Yet, these two took the initiative, by the way, without the host's knowledge, to record this commercial, and not only record it, but to tie it to the host's website and then present it to him as a gift. Now, folks, I can't speak for these two. I don't know. The only thing I know as being an investigator, which I am, I've been certified since 2000, in looking at the possible legal ramifications of this, and also what I'm going to share with you here before this report is over, the protocols in Price's own website, if a person chooses that they wish to market this product, these two are supposed to, quote, educate their downline in this multi-level marketing situation of, I guess, the do's and don'ts, right, of what you can do and what you can't do. And from what I've discovered, these people are obviously ignoring all of those protocols, which tells me, number one, they either haven't read them, or number two, they have read them and they don't care. Either way, they're dangerous. Okay, so that being said, again, I want you, when the break is over, as soon as I come back from the break, I want you to have a listen to this clip and notice what is being said, and notice that Price is never mentioned in the commercial. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around, more to come.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history? but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Boy, I'm loving that lead-in music today. It all fits. It all just fits. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you in a minute, but I want anybody out there that happens to be listening, that happens to be an iTerraCare distributor, that happens to have read these protocols, iTerra's protocols, okay, I want you to listen to this clip, right? And you tell me if there's a violation of any of those protocols in this clip. Go ahead and play it, Mike. It's a minute and 30 seconds, folks. Go ahead and play that clip. Listen closely, folks.
Some great testimonials today for you, but we wanted everybody to hear your commercial. So Sam's got a one-minute file over there, and we're going to want to start playing your commercial around, looking for places to put it, and maybe he'll play it now, and everybody can hear the commercial for your show.
All righty. Well,
Paul May, this is a New Year's gift for you.
Okay, well, Happy New Year here on the 15th. Sam, you want to get her going?
The iTerraCare device has the ability to awaken dormant stem cells in the bone marrow. Yes, we have sleeping stem cells in our bone marrows. As you keep blowing this on your spine, you're activating these stem cells. And guess what? You're going to create brand new lungs, brand new kidneys. Eventually, as you keep using this over time, you will have brand new organs, glands, and tissues in your bodies. And that's a great news. You have to keep blowing this on your spine, because this is what the great Hippocrates said. There's a way to hit the bones, then all diseases can be treated. Activate that, awaken that stem cells in your bone marrows. Hit the bones using the future of medicine, which is frequency. Hitting the bones using frequency medicine. Yes, guys, we have decoded the secret to forever young and healthy body. This is your time. Grab your one device right now.
Any iTeraCare ethical professional distributor of this knows that that is verboten to put a commercial out like that. Folks, Pryf iTeraCare is a patented designer trademark of Pryf International. It is written on every wand that is sold. And these two know full well of this fact, as they have broadcast this on the air in the past. The word Pryf was not used in their concocted commercial. And the claims being made in this commercial are not only incredible and would be met by most intelligent people with disbelief, and could likely invite possible future legal repercussions. Growing new organs, lungs, folks, kidneys. Really? Seriously? A big, I see, with about 100 exclamation points after the end. And do you think for a minute that statements like that wouldn't raise an eyebrow or two in the controlled media medical establishment's legal lobby? Right or wrong, folks, litigation is expensive, and it has destroyed many, many people, many businesses. Pryf's protocols for their representatives in no way would condone such a video. The suggestion that a host on this network should use such a thing to promote this product goes beyond these two just being careless. For if they have read Pryf's own protocols, they would know that such action would be cause for their immediate termination. And for them to do so, which they did, raises high suspicion that these people could well be operatives intent on destroying the valuable message of this network. Now, I have to tell you, I warned management about the marketing tactics being used by these people shortly after the January 8th broadcast, but for whatever reason, the warning went unheeded. But truthfully, I'm glad it did, because of that old saying, give them enough rope and they will hang themselves. Because the January 15th broadcast promoting that commercial did just that. No, I don't think these people are bastards. Their actions have proven them to be zealous, careless opportunists, and possibly operatives, taking advantage of a platform to promote, in violation of their own company contract, a product, to promote for profit to a primarily elderly and somewhat vulnerable audience, many of whom that would likely relate to one or more of the ailments shared in those testimonials, along with promoting an unapproved commercial that would, without question, at least cause the hosts to be terminated from Pryf, and at worst, invite litigation. Now, interestingly enough, in the commercial they devised for the host, it conveniently omits, as I said, the word Pryf, and only alludes to an iTera terahertz wand attempting likely to circumvent Pryf's own marketing guidelines. And I'm wondering if this is a deliberate omission for plausible deniability, as Pryf's own protocols for the marketing of their product strictly prohibits the very marketing techniques they are using, and for good reason, folks. So, if they haven't read what I'm about to share with you, then they have been neglecting their job as a Pryf iTera distributor. And if they have read them and are ignoring them, then shame on them for violating Pryf's independent contractor agreement, and they deserve to immediately be terminated. So now, I will share with you a few specifics regarding the promotion of the Pryf iTera wand to verify what I am saying. And this comes from their own website. Prife International SDN BHD Statement of Policies for Independent Business Owner Agreement, March 16, 2022, version 1.0. These people have violated no less than 10 Prife Protocol sections. Section 4.1, 4.7, Section 12, Section 12.1, 12.2, 19.3, 19.3 V11, and 19.3 V111. Now, I'll get back to that in a minute, but they've also violated the section under Prife Marketing Rules and Ethics of Media Inquiries and Media. They violated the section titled Medical or Therapeutic Claims, and they violated the section titled Testimonials and Endorsements. So let me get back to this. Going to section 4.1, the marketing and sales of Prife products and services must be carried out in a legally, ethically, and morally correct manner, and the independent business owner shall not make any misleading statements about Prife's products. Number 4.7, V11. Should the independent business owner act against the law or in violation of Prife's marketing rules and ethics or the code of ethics set by the CELDIA, according to item 4.1, should the IBO without Prife's permission pass on information, according to 12.1, they should be immediately terminated. Now, section 12, public statements and communications, 12.1, the independent business owner is not entitled to make any statements in the press, that's us, the radio, TV, that's us, any piece of printed matter, social media, chats app, WhatsApp, WeChat, Telegram, etc., or in any other means of communication about Prife's products or services on behalf of Prife. Should the independent business owner be approached by anyone, including the media, that's us, the independent business owner is obliged to refer them to Prife. By even going on the air, they violated that, folks. 12.2. Should the independent business owner, without prior permission from Prife, disclose information according to item 12.1, Prife will be entitled to give notice of termination of this contract with immediate effect in accordance with items 19.3 of this contract, which I'm going to read you right now. 19.3, Prife is entitled to terminate this contract with immediate effect, V11, should the independent business owner act against the law or in violation of Prife's marketing rules of ethics or the code of ethics set by CELDIA. Okay? Now, let's shift down to Prife's marketing rules and their ethics. This is in their protocols. Media inquiries and the media. Independent business owners must not respond to media inquiries. That's journalists, magazines, press, etc. That's us. Regarding Prife, its product, or businesses. All inquiries of this nature must be referred to Prife's corporate office. Similarly, partners must not place articles in any publication without express written approval from Prife's head office. I guarantee you, folks, that that commercial would not slide through Prife's head office. They violated the section titled Medical or Therapeutic Claims. And I want you to listen really close. This one's really important, folks. Remember what I said about, remember that word implied? Listen to this. No medical claims, expressed or implied, like they did in those testimonials, may be made for any company product by an independent business owner of Prife. No therapeutic claims, including, get this folks, personal testimonials. As curative or beneficial properties of any Prife products may be made, except those approved in authorized company literature, which they didn't do. In particular, a partner may not claim that Prife products can assist in or are useful in the treatment or prevention of medical conditions, which is exactly what they did. Such statements may be perceived as advice of a medical or curative nature and may violate Prife's policies, and get this part, and may contravene federal and local laws and regulations. The company recommends that customers under a physician's care or suffering from any chronic disorder should consult their physician before undertaking any treatment via the devices offered by the company. The company's nutritional products are designed for supplementation, not replacement. Oh, use the wand. Don't go to the doctor. The company encourages all company customers to seek the advice and counsel of nutritional and healthcare professionals. Please refer to Price Policies and Procedures for further information. Such statements may be perceived as advice of a medical or curative nature and may violate Price Policies and may contravene the federal and local law enforcement. They also violated this one, folks, and this is in Price Protocols. Testimonials and endorsements. All partners and customers' testimonials are welcome, but must be directed to corporate at customerservice@prifeinternational.com, not directed to RBN's listening audience or anybody else, folks. Now, I'm sure they violated a few more that I didn't even get to, but that said, I dare anybody from Prife or in their organization to call in here and tell me I'm wrong. RBN doesn't need me to recognize the multitude of red flags surrounding both this improper and forbidden Price way of marketing, nor that do they need me to make decisions protecting their platform from future possible legal consequences. After all, I'm sure John Stadtmiller didn't take his BS meter with him when he died. I'm pretty sure he left it right in the studio. It is RBN's decision as to whether to market this product, not mine, and after reading Price Protocols as to the proper way of marketing the wand, I resigned, as I will not be connected in any way with marketing practices that literally fly in the face of their own company's guidelines. Now, that's as nice as I can be regarding this issue and these people. But I'm going to tell you, what I shared with you tonight is just the tip of the iceberg, folks, because over the course of the 3 weeks back in late November and December of last year, I compiled a literal arsenal of misinformation, listener concerns, complaints, rude customer treatment, testimonials, emails, personal frustrations, and more from dealing with these two people, and I ceased any further correspondence with them as of December 21st. And again, I reiterate, I do not fault any host on this network for properly marketing this Price product. That includes Roger Sales and Ingrid Castle. The key word here is properly. And I would suggest that someone, one of these listeners on this network, bring this attention to Roger Sales, because I believe this information is being deliberately withheld from him. I also wish to point out that Price specifically prohibits the sharing of what they call, quote, trade secrets, and doesn't allow the sharing of such secrets for a period of 1 year after the resignation of a representative. Well, if one digs deep enough into the formation of Price, one of these trade secrets becomes manifest. Well, I dug deep, folks. And though I cannot share it, I can tell you, I found it. But to both respect and adhere to Price Protocols, which the people here in question seem to be ignoring, I shall not disclose those trade secrets. So, folks, again, in the end, regarding this whole ITERA thing, I want to say, I have no aversion to anybody marketing this wand. I find no problem with the wand. I own two of them. It's a multi-level marketing business, and if it's marketed properly and it's marketed under the protocols of what Price puts out there to do this property, I haven't got an issue. Okay? But in the case of these two, it's not. So, you know, that's just a caveat emptor, if you will. I wanted to bring that to the audience for the sake of the audience, for the sake of the people who have purchased that wand, for the sake of the people that might be approached by these two people to market this wand. Caveat emptor. Anybody that has purchased this wand has access or should have access to Price's actual website. And in that website, you can read those protocols for yourself, because I took them right directly from their website. So, I want to put out my email address. Once again, discerner12000@yahoo.com. Write it down, folks. Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000, at yahoo.com. Okay? After the break, I'm going to shift gears a bit. I'm going to open up the phone lines in the second hour. But I'm looking at the clock. I got a break coming up, so I'm not going to get into this right now. I'll wait till after the break. But I want to go back to what I originally covered at the first part of this broadcast, and what I'm about to share now with you should hopefully put any suspicions that anybody may have in this network to rest. Okay. And I'll leave you with this going to the break. One must ask themselves, and I want you to ask themselves this question: why would I want to take over a network when I have one of my own? I don't need to take over RBN, don't want to take over RBN, don't have any reason to take over RBN, don't want the responsibilities of running RBN. Okay? When we get back, I'm going to tell you why. Stick around, more to come.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Walk me out in the morning dew, Barney. Please walk me out in the morning dew,
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. Yeah, so the question is, you know, why would I want to take over a network when I have one of my own? Because for those who have interest, the good news is I already have set up an alternative platform to continue broadcasting, folks, which is why I shared with you at the beginning of my broadcast my website, theamericanawakening.org. The site is up. I resurrected it after it was sabotaged a few years ago by a certain entity, company actually, that didn't like my message. And I can very easily be broadcasting from there, and I've already subscribed to other venues such as Brighteon, BitChute, Rumble, and Odyssey. And we're also working on video broadcasts direct from the website. So it sometimes will be video as well as audio. So rest assured, folks, I won't be riding off into the sunset if I'm not here. And you may well find even next week's broadcast on my website. So go and have a look if you like. Also, if I have your email address, I will be able to provide you notifications of when I post a new podcast. And this will, by the way, have no effect on the RBN audience, as you will still be able to tune in at your leisure. The website will also contain an online store, which I already have, and it is to be added shortly. You see, folks, I knew how to do this all along, and I did so a few years ago, as many of you may recall. I shut it down in April of 2019 and made plans to retire outside the United States. And then I returned from the Philippines after a motorcycle accident, and I had planned on returning after recovery, but COVID and immigration changes got in the way and prevented that. So, you know, I suppose I could be accused of being lazy, as I got an offer from RBN and chose it over, you know, expending the time, effort, and money to do it myself, as at that time I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with what was left of my life. But, you know, after a one-year run with this, and what I've experienced here over the past, I don't know, couple months, I don't know, maybe it's better if I just go. And does it affect the audience? Do all of you people, are you going to start calling in if I leave and start asking everybody where I went? There's no need to do that. There's no need to pester Mike or Julie or anybody else, because it's as simple as the click of a mouse. If I am no longer here, I will be over there at my own website. All you have to do is go into theamericanawakening.org, click on it, and listen to podcasts. And part of the reason I'm seriously considering this, folks, is because, you know, one of the things that really caught my attention about Roger Sales was his message about the U.S. national thing. I dug deep into that, and I think that's very valuable, and I think it's a message that needs to be put out to the American people. And I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to start doing podcasts on it. Many of you might have heard the show I did, I don't know, about a month ago regarding the history leading up to that. And I'm going to put that out in an educational format to people on all. We'll be back. Second hour of the American Podcast. Almost did it. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Be back in two.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. a beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.